Joining us now is Greg Hames of Nippertown.com. It's a great website, all things music in our area. He comes in once a month on Northeast Report to give us a rundown on all the great music that will be hitting the stages. And we start with a band that's hard to define, except they're under great, NRBQ.
Yes, that's G-R-E-A-T, right? Yes, NRBQ. Been around for, 50 years, which is actually the magic number for this month's segment here, Brian, just 50. In case you remember, 50, right. The magic number, because today NRBQ is releasing their new box set, High Noon, a 5-disc 50-year retrospective. Obviously, things have changed over the years here and there as far as personnel goes, but Madcap keyboardist Terry Adams is still at the helm, so you know there's always going to be some surprises. And they're going to be at the Egg, the Swire Theater, at the Egg tonight on the day of their release of their box set. So it's, you can bet it's going to be a wild party. And so we decided to pick It's a Wild Weekend as our selection this month from their 1989 album, Wild Weekend. It also has a personal thing for me because it was originally the theme song to the Tommy Shannon show on WKBW in Buffalo when I was growing up. Mm-hmm. So they wrote some new words to it. But anyway, NRBQ, tonight, the Egg, expect the unexpected. It's the kickoff of a wild weekend.
NRBQ at the Egg's Swire Theater tonight. Like John Mayall, Kim Simmons has played the blues for 50 years, and he continues to play the blues. No following trends for him. And tonight, he brings his band, Savoy Brown, talk about personnel changes. He's had many over the years, and he brings his band to Albany at the Upper Room.
Right, the Upper Room, downtown Albany, what used to be Jillian's, upstairs from what used to be Jillian's, on Saturday night. And again, Savoy Brown, celebrating 50 years. British blues greats, again, have gone through numerous personnel changes. And again, there's only one original member left, Kim Simmons, still leading the band. But you know they're going to be good. So we're going to listen to a little bit of Street Corner Talkin', one of their big hits. But this is the live version from their 2004 album, You Should Have Been There, which actually features Nippertown native David Malachowski on second lead guitar. So here it is, Street Corner Talkin', Savoy Brown and Kim Simmons.
It's a shame, what a shame, no matter where you go. It's a shame, what a shame, no matter where you go.
Savoy Brown in Albany tomorrow night at the Upper Room. Dust Bowl Fairies, they're coming in Sunday night.
Another one of my favorite and very weird and delightful bands. They're coming into Club Helsinki down in Hudson on Sunday night. And they released their self-titled debut album earlier this year. And it's, like NRBQ, somewhat unclassifiable. It could be called, I don't know, goth folk, cabaret punk. It's hard to describe their music. It really is. But they're a wonderful band led by Ryder Cooley, singer, songwriter, performance artist, accordionist, ukulele player, musical saw master, and caretaker of Hazel, the taxidermy sheep who performs with the band.
I don't want to know anything more.
I think you know, now you know everything you need to know. Right. So let's just listen to a little bit of Hudson River Shanty from their debut album.
Dust Bowl Fairies, Hudson River Shanty. They'll be playing at Club Helsinki in Hudson on Sunday evening. Mass Mocha next weekend.
Friday,
yes. And Saturday, the 18th and the 19th. The Magnetic Fields are coming to town.
Another wonderful band that flirts with a number of different genres, somewhat in the cabaret vein. Band leader Stephen Merritt has been called the Cole Porter of his generation. And he's celebrating his 50th birthday this year, back to the 50s, the number 50. They're playing the two nights at Mass Mocha's Hunter Center, Friday and Saturday, November 18th and 19th. And they'll be celebrating the release of their new album, 50 Song Memoir. They'll be playing 25 songs on the Friday night and the other 25 songs on the Saturday night. So if you can spend the whole weekend at North Adams, you can catch all 50 songs of the 50-song memoir. Stephen lives, I believe he lives in Hudson these days, so it's not a big jaunt for him. And they're actually in the middle of a residency at Mass Mocha, actually right in the middle of a two-week residency. So let's listen to something from their 2004 album called I. And it's called that because all 14 song titles start with the letter I. This is It's Only Time. To me, it's only time. It's only time. It's only time. If snow won't change your mind, let it fall. Magnetic Fields, It's Only Time, Mass Mocha, next Friday, next Saturday, the 18th and 19th. And we end with a little bit of sadness, a celebration of a life of a musician no longer with us. Yes, Rick Morris, who's a longtime member of the greater Nippertown music scene since back in the mid-70s with his very popular country rock band Badge, passed away earlier this week. And the last album that he recorded was with the Lazy Sons, which came out, I think, about 2 months ago. Rick, over the years, he played with Badge for about 10 years, I think, and then numerous other bands in the ensuing years, from Bovine and the Raging Buchanans and Coal Palace Kings, and was also playing with the Red-Haired Strangers when he passed away. There will be a celebration of his life and his music at the Parting Glass in Saratoga on Sunday, November 20th. We miss Rick, but we've got some of his music to share, and here's Young Man's Game from the Lazy Sun's new self-titled album.
A celebration of the life of Rick Morris will be held at the Parting Glass in Saratoga Springs on Sunday, November 20th. That's the Lazy Sun's Young Man's Game. And Greg Hames, Nippertown.com, thank you very much for your input here, your music, your insights. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Brian. Thank you very much.